Love Talk Radio.
Indeed it is, y'all. Good evening. Back at it again, the Christopher Smith Show, 31.1.com, FM.com. People, I am throwing up content. I am doing what I do best. I'm all over the place. When I'm all over the place, my fans benefit from it. When I'm all over the place, it's going to be a good day for those that just want to hang around and get a different perspective on the very same thing, the everyday things of life that they thought they knew, but heard it from the perspective of an individual that created Nerdmatics. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm your host of this experience called the Christopher Smith Show. And I'm going to be talking about something tonight. Yeah, I got to forgive me. I was out in the yard all day. One of the beautiful things about being a homeowner is doing that all that forever mental soothing thing that they call being out in the yard. People, I was out in the yard today. I got 9 stumps up out of the ground and created a very, very cleaner backyard, very streamlined. I'm trying to get all the extras out of it. Here in Virginia, in the Seven Cities area, weeds grow rampant. I am just experiencing that, just learning that. So I am still sweaty, dirty, et cetera, but I got the notification that I am on it, and so I am here. Relationship perks is what I want to talk about tonight, people. As I told you guys before, I am an advocate for family, love, relationships, and the forces of good. If you are not interested, if what I say offends you, that means you are on the opposite side of what I just said I stand for. That is just period. That is just facts. I'm not interested in your perspective. I'm not interested in your narrative. Take from it what you want. So relationships perks is what we're going to be talking about here tonight on the Christopher Smith Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. What are relationship perks? Well, I'm glad you asked. People, I am the youngest in my family. As the youngest in my family, I had the benefit of watching. There's a term that is said that a smart man learns from his own mistakes, but a wise man learns from others. People, I've been wise now out of my 52 years of living. I think I've been wise for 45 of them. I do mean that, for 45 of them. I don't know what the term is for a wise kid. I don't know what the term is for a wise teenager. But it says wise man. I've been a wise individual for every bit of 45 years. People, I remember when I was 9 years old, told this story before. I remember when I was 9 years old, I told my mom, Mom, I got to start saving my money. She said, for what? I said, for when I get old. At me as she's seen a ghost and says, son, you got an entire life to live. It's going to be a long time before you get there. I am here, and what do you know? I retired at 39 years old. And I have harmony in my life. I invest in Bitcoin now. I found that to be a great investment. The key thing to Bitcoin is I'm going to put $5,000 into it, and then I'm going to take my $5,000 out, and then what's growing is going to be all profit. That is my strategy for Bitcoin. Right now, Bitcoin is $56,000 for every $1. In order to get $1 worth of Bitcoin, you got to spend $56,000. I want in on that. Hell, individuals that brought Bitcoin when it was 75 cents are probably trillionaires right now. Another story. I'm getting off topic. But I'm here to talk about the perks of a relationship. People, as I just stated, I was out in the yard, and I'm sorry, I was off that. I was talking about being the youngest one in the family. And being the youngest one in the family, I got to listen to ups and downs of relationships. Get my mom as well, my aunt, my older cousins. I got to look at the issues that they was having in their relationships. And it was always a common denominator. And a common denominator of why the relationships didn't seem to be what they wanted them to be is because they didn't build them to be that. You can't build a relationship off infatuation and then for some reason expect it to turn into something that it ain't. People, I learned something in my 30s, as a man that is. What I've learned is that a woman come in all shapes and sizes. They come skinny, fat, cock-eyed, overweight, underweight, skinny, anorexic, one leg, two legs, one arm, two arms, in a wheelchair, walking on crutches, short, tall, black, white, purple. Women comes in all sizes. If I can come to an analogy that after Crystal Holman, a woman that was extremely voluptuous, had a 54-inch button hips, 29-inch waist, and a 35-inch chest, and that was the last individual that I dated based on voluptuous size. I was in my 30s. So when I listen to individuals talk about relationships, their wants are the very reason as to why they don't have. I just stated that a woman comes in all shapes, sizes, heights, and colors. I just stated that. If I stated that, that means that I must understand that and I must be open to understand that my perception of what I think is a woman may not be what I want it to be. Maybe it may be just a woman that has beautiful traits of a woman and everything, and me, I look at them and say, that's a woman. Hey, she may only have one leg, but damn, I just won't go running with her. We'll just hop on down the street together. But I'm here today to talk about, once you get that, the perks of a relationship. People, as a truck driver, I just spent 6 days out on the road. I left home on Monday, came home on Sunday. My house was just as I left it. I didn't come home to a baby, I'm home. Baby, you're home, excuse me. I didn't come home to a daddy. I didn't come home to that. I came home to a TV that I leave being loud so somebody would think somebody is in here. When I go out on the road, I actually ride my motorcycle to where the truck is to leave all my cars at home so it will appear as though someone is home. I have lights hooked up into Wi-Fi smart outlets so I can turn on and off the lights wherever I'm at. It's a perk, so it can make it look like someone is home. Blue Magic made a song called The Loneliest House on a Block. I live in that house. So, people, what I'm going to share with you tonight is my perception, what I think of, what I believe. You can have your own. You can be in a relationship and say, I wish I had out. However you want to do it, however you think, it's up to you. Relationship perks based on what I don't have. And here we go. People, I just, as I stated, spent 6 days out on the road. I didn't come home to nothing but a loud TV. But what if I was in a relationship? What if I told my woman, baby, I'm 10 minutes out. Baby, when you come in, take your ass straight to the shower. Don't touch me. Don't honey baby me. Don't do nothing till you get that six-day-old funk off of your booty crack. You got a stinking booty crack, baby. And then I say, baby, I know, but thank you for running the water for me. Now I'm only 8 minutes out. People, that one little thing right there makes all the difference in the world. You can talk about the bad that come with the relationships, but I'm not talking about the bad tonight. Come with a relationship. People, I was just out on the road for 6 days. Could you imagine this? Imagine this with me. I'm trotting down Interstate 64. I'm 1 hour out, only to get a call. Baby, how far are you away? Baby, I'm an hour out. You sure? Because you know how you like to do. You like to sightsee. Because I'm gonna order your favorite food, baby. I'm going to time it just right so when you get here, you jump in the shower and we eat. So don't stop nowhere. Do the truck got gas? Yes, baby, the truck got gas. Because you know how you like to stop at the truck stop and go inside and plop a lot. You like to plop a lot. Don't be plop a lopping. No, baby. As a matter of fact, I'm 58 minutes out. I got the balls to the wall, and I'm 10 feet tall. I'm coming home to you, baby. Okay. The food will be here waiting for you. So are me and the kids. People, you can't beat that. You can't buy that. You cannot buy it out of a catalog or for somebody's catalog or for somebody. You can't get it on Amazon. People, I'm talking about the perks of relationships tonight. And if you got a problem, if you want to come and hit me with an alternative, you can go suck a brick because that gets no play over here tonight. Because I'm talking about the perks of a relationship. Imagine you're out on the road. I'm going to keep this theme based on a truck. Imagine being out on the road. Just come here with me. Imagine being out on the road. You go to a truck stop. Cop pull up on you. Sir, you have to surrender this truck, et cetera, et cetera. You're sitting there in the truck, and you're saying, oh, boy, what the hell? Then you make a phone call. And you, I'm a little hysterical. I wasn't hysterical, but you kind of go with the I told you so. And then you say, you see, that's why next time, only to get baby, ain't going to be no next time. Remember you said, you doing all this to get, you want this to happen to you so we'll know how to roll next time. Remember you said that. Yeah, you right, baby. You see, one of the perks of a relationship is excitement and everything in a day, the stresses of day and day life kind of get you all over the place. But when you're in a relationship, your woman dials you back in, or your man is supposed to dial you back in. People, I don't know what's going on with individuals to make people don't want to be in a relationship. I don't know what makes individuals don't want love. I don't know what individuals don't want companionship. I talked about that 2 weeks ago here on the Christopher Smith Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, 31.1fm.com. I talked about this. Individuals don't want it. But if you got something you want to say, if you think you're going to call up in here to Todd Smith Studios, on a call-in line, which is 516-418-5736. If you think the reason as to why relationships are so bad, if you think you're going to call in tonight with all that gibber-gab, I'm here to tell you tonight, on tonight, I don't like to curse when I'm on radio, even though I do it. But that shit gets no play tonight. Tonight! I'm talking about the perks of a relationship. Could you imagine this. Imagine being in a truck for 6 days in a row. Out on the road, sleeping in the back of the truck, the sleeper, the condo, whatever you want to call it. And imagine just sleeping in there every night and coming home. And you know the drill. Baby, I got the bath. I got the water running in the shower. Don't touch me. Don't honey baby me. Don't do nothing till you wash that funk out your butt crack. Baby, I smell your butt crack. Baby, I smell your butt crack. Baby, your butt crack got an odor. Then you go into the shower. You wash that 6-day-old funk off your butt crack. And then later on at night, your woman just touches you all over, make you feel good. Things that booty calls just don't do. But we ain't talking about booty calls tonight. We're talking about the perks of a relationship. People, I have tried to impose my morals, et cetera, on a lot of individuals. As a matter of fact, I told a lot of individuals that I tried to date, I was your once in a lifetime. And a couple of them agree. After the fact, though, unfortunately. But the reason why there wasn't a career in that wrong that they was given is because not only did they give me a bunch of nonsense, I couldn't see beyond that nonsense to some perks. I couldn't see any perks. I seen a bunch of nonsense. I seen a bunch of jibber-jabber. I didn't see any perks that was worth sticking around for. So let's talk about marriage for a second. You do know when you get married, you are now at one with that individual. People, I know individuals that said, I'm not committing to no man. I can tell you about one that I've dealt with, Atiyah LaShawn Bradley. So much to the point where it was this facade that she wanted to portray that she didn't need nobody and took on the rigorous task of life that yours truly was bred to deal with. People, I was bred, not taught. This is why a lot of people have problems in life, because they was taught how to survive. I was bred how to survive. Bread is when it runs through your veins. Taught is when it's on the outside. It's a lesson that you pick. Bread how to survive in life. You don't know any other way. So when you become at one with me, those perks that I have will be transferred on to you. I couldn't get a woman to see. I couldn't get them to understand that narrative. Their thing was, nope, because I don't care nothing about nothing. I want an individual that's going to put up with my bullshit. I want an individual that's going to take me as I am. People, I couldn't give my perks to that individual. And because we're talking about the perks of a relationship, this is the reason why I'm glad you're here tonight. Because what I'm doing here tonight is I'm talking about the perks of a relationship. In the marquee, I asked the question, how would you like to be just as important to someone else just as you're important to you? Think about what I just said. How would you like to be just as important to someone else, just as you are important? Here's what people don't understand, and this is a perk that comes with a relationship. Here's what every individual that I tried to date in my life didn't understand. People, there isn't one sister or brother out there that will care about you as much as you do. They won't. But your husband will, or your wife will. Y'all married, they have to. It's not a maybe, it's not an if, it's not a. When they don't, you divorce them. See how easy that is? So let me say that again, because that is one of the grandest. When it comes to perks of a relationship, I assure you that is number one. And the number one perk of being in a relationship is to be just as important to someone else as you are to yourself. Damn, that's powerful. Jesus couldn't say nothing more powerful. Think about that. You get up in the morning and you ain't got no way to get to work, and that's someone else's problem just as equally as it is yours. Think about that. You get up in the morning and your lights are about to get turned off. That your relationship mate is out on the road. Baby, I don't got no money on my in my bank account. They're going to shut the lights off today. Here's the number. Call in. Oh, well, baby, I'm going to screenshot my debit card to you. Then you go ahead and pay. Go ahead and pay it. You see how that works? Are you checking those perks? But no. Individuals rather invest in, don't no man got me. Uh-uh. I ain't ever going to be. I'm cool with my family. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You just as important to your family as that knucklehead you seen waiting at the bus stop. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Ask them to pay your rent. Ask them to pay your car note. Ask them to put food in your house. No special reason. No, I got paid this week. I just want you to do it. Let's see what they say. See what they say. And then be in a relationship. Be in love with somebody. Be married to somebody. And check the response you get. Anything other than happy, you need to sit down with that person and y'all need to have a talk. But right now here on tonight, on the Christopher Smith Show, .1FM.com. I'm talking about the perks of a relationship. People, imagine you having a bad day. I'm talking a Daniel Porter type bad day. You had a bad day. You had a bad day. Where was the moment when you needed the most? One of those days. You stand in line just to hit a new low. One of those bad days. You pick up your coffee and a smile to go. One of those bad days. And then later on, because the day is now over, you go home and get to share that day with someone to you as you are to yourself. It's just, people, it's amazing math. It really is. It's amazing math. Amazing. The math is amazing. It is. It's a math equation that you have one set of numbers and the other one you're in a relationship with, your mate, has the other. And when you add them up, oh, my God, that equation is a narrative that you want to live and relive every day that you exist. I promise you that. Think about running. Think about that day when you're just, you full throttle. You're full throttle. And what I mean by you're full throttle, you are out and about in life, and you are, you just don't got time for yourself. You don't. Think about this. Come here with me. Think about this. Think about you having one of those days. You're running. And you're missing all the time slots of nurture. You miss lunchtime, you miss breakfast, you miss dinner. But think about this. Think about someone knowing in advance. You're you. You're you. You're with you, but you're other you. Because when you're in a relationship, your companionship, it's two yous. Think about it. So you are running, and someone knows this. Someone knows. They know. They know. They know. They know. You give them a call, baby, how did it go? X, Y, Z, cool. Where are you off to next? Well, I'm late, but I got to go there. Cool. Hey, baby, I stopped by the Chinese place on the way home. I know you need it tonight. People, booty calls don't do that. They don't. Booty calls don't care. They don't. I personally don't see what the big deal is about a booty call. I understand it's sex. I mean, I get it. I get it. I get it. You're living your best life. I know. I don't miss you with that. I know. All those cute little riddles. They're so cute. They are. They're so cute. But what happens when you wake up and you're missing? You're not running on all cylinders. What happens when you wake up and it's just not your day? What do you do? I'm going to tell you what you do. You pass on some of that bad to your partner, and in exchange, your partner give you some good. You see how that balances out? Let me say this again. You ain't getting this from your mama. You ain't getting this from your kids. You're not getting this from your brother. You're not getting this from your sister. You're not. But you can go ahead and think you are. You can go ahead and think you are living, quote that new riddle out on the streets. You can go ahead and think you're living your best life. You can go ahead and come with all the narratives. It's hard to find a good person. No, it ain't. Let me tell you what it comes. Let me tell you what's hard when it's come to a relationship. It's hard to find a person inside your box. That's the hard. You heard what I just said? It's hard to find that person inside your box. So what do you have to do? You guessed it. You have to get outside your box. If you love short, maybe the person you that's right for you is going to be tall. You like light-skinned, maybe the person for you is going to be dark-skinned. You like fat, maybe the person for you is going to be skinny. You got to get out. People, are you really going to tell me that on the average day-to-day, a person runs into 11 people? You run into 11 people on your day-to-day. That's 77 people a week. Okay? You mean to tell me out of that 77 people a week, that's 308 people a week, 1,232 people a month. That is 14,784 people. You mean to tell me out of seeing 14,784 people a year, you can't find your love? You can't find a relationship out of 14,784 people? You cannot find a relationship out of 14,784 people? You can't. Let me tell you why you cannot find nobody out of 14,784 people. You know why? because you are under some type of narrative, you are under some type of perspective that the individuals around you are just all you need. Y'all get together and y'all talk about all the fliggity flack flute. Yeah, that's flack. Oh, no, I'm at a fluke. Oh, you met a fluke? Oh, I'm at a fliggity. Oh, I'm at a fliggity flack. Oh, I met somebody that was fluking. Oh, they was I met a flicker. Oh, you met a flicker? Oh, flick, flack, fluke. Oh, people. Relationship have their perks. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think I've said enough. If you don't get it, you weren't listening. Good night, y'all. See y'all here tomorrow at 6:00.